With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Tomahawk School District is asking voters to renew an operational referendum set to expire at the end of this school year. It will be on the February 18th ballot. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the district superintendent about the referendum.
The Tomahawk School District is asking voters if they approve renewing an operational referendum for $3.25 million per year for the next 4 years. It's the same amount voters approved in 2022 that's been in place for the last 3 years. It's set to expire at the end of this school year. Tomahawk District Administrator Wendell Quisenberry says this operational funding is critical for maintaining school function. In 2021, after a couple failed referendums, the district cut $1.2 million from its budget. And while state aid has increased slightly, Quisenberry says it's barely kept up with inflation.
We make this conversation so much about schools and the cost of schools, but the reality of it is it's about kids, and it's about what it takes to, one, put our kids in the best possible position as they move out of school and into the real world, but two, also to meet their needs.
Quisenberry says the funds help pay for basic operating costs that range from teacher salaries and staying up to date on technology to building maintenance and security, something that's changed significantly in the past couple of decades.
You know, school safety has extended beyond just protecting your brick and mortar perimeter and making sure that bad guys can't get into your school, but it's also extended now into cybersecurity, making sure that our kids that are online doing work are not in vulnerable situations, that we have a protected network that they can access, especially our younger kids, and not have that infiltrated by people that are looking to do bad things to them. So all of these things are incredibly important that we stay ahead of the curve.
Quisenberry says it won't increase taxes for people. The referendum question will appear on the February 18th ballot for those that live within the Tomahawk School District. We have a link to more information about the referendum online at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Rhinelander School District hopes to address a shortage of teachers by introducing students to the career. The school district adopted the Educators Rising program. It gives high schoolers who are interested in education hands-on experience with jobs even before college. Rhinelander teacher Melissa Hasselberger is an advisor for Education Rising.
Getting the experience in high school versus waiting all the way till their junior, senior year of putting together a lesson for a class and realizing, oh, yeah, I actually don't want to do teaching. This is not where I want to be.
The program had 8 students when they started in 2022 and now has grown to 50. Hasselberger says it also provides a look at other opportunities in education.
Maybe it's even not teaching. Maybe they want to do something different, like be an athletic director or a principal. So it opens up the door to a lot of different types of possibilities in the realm of education.
Rhinelander teacher Megan Ritalik says the program seeks to give students the experience and the tools to become successful inside a classroom.
Experiences in school, out of school, that get kids working with families, and then they find, hey, this is really cool, learning how to bring joy, bring learning to lots of people around them.
The school says students who graduate college in education have a guaranteed interview with the Rhinelander School District if there's an opening at that time. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Initial cuts have been made in the ice of Silver Lake for construction of Eagle River's popular ice castle. Assistant Eagle River Fire Chief Greg Simic posted about the progress on Facebook Tuesday.
We don't go all the way through. We are cutting approximately 10.5 to 11 inches deep, and the ice is 13 to 13.5 inches right now. We do that because if we cut all the way through, the water would come back up, and it would fill the cracks and refreeze it.
They'll be back on the lake today to finish the cuts and start removing the blocks.
We'll start harvesting the ice, holding out, hauled in the town and stacking it for the build, which will take place Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably into Sunday.
About 2,200 20 by 10 inch blocks will be taken from the lake. WXPR's Katie Thorson will be visiting the build while it's in progress and will update us later this week on the ice castle. Wisconsin is hurtling toward another nationally watched pivotal state Supreme Court election. The April 1st race has 2 possible outcomes: either a guaranteed liberal majority until 2028, or a 3-3 split with Justice Brian Hagedorn again wielding outsized influence. Hagedorn is a conservative-leaning swing vote. Longtime Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring after 30 years on the High Court. She has anchored the court's liberal majority for the past 2 years after serving for decades without being in a clear-cut majority. The contest seems poised to pit Dane County Judge Susan Crawford against former Attorney General Brad Schimmel. You can learn more about the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court and its potential impacts with the latest story from Wisconsin Watch found at WXPR.org. Republicans who control the Wisconsin legislature are moving quickly to place a measure on the April ballot that would enshrine the state's already strict voter ID requirement into the state constitution. The move would make it more difficult for Democrats to soften the 14-year-old law or overturn the requirement in court. The voter ID constitutional amendment is the first proposal being considered by the Wisconsin legislature this year. The session began Monday. There was a public hearing Tuesday, and the Senate was expected to pass it today. The Assembly was expected to give it a final approval next week. Voters would also have to consider a constitutional amendment. Frigidaire that normally stays trapped in the Arctic has escaped, plunging deep into the United States for an extended visit that's expected to provoke teeth chattering but not be record shattering. Meteorologists say it's because the jet stream, that usually west to east river of air way above the ground that moves weather systems along, has made a roller coaster-like dip from the Pacific Northwest to the southeast and is stuck on that wavy track. It's a cold air outbreak that some experts say is happening more frequently and paradoxically because of a warming world. These type of polar vortex disruptions, stretching or moving entirely out of the North Pole, are happening more frequently, according to a study by climate scientists. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.